breaking down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show now with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers.com, with our charts for the week of November 19th to the 23rd, 2012. Stories, topics, hot hits, if you will, and the people everybody's talking about, Michael.
Well, certainly we have quite a week, and it was an unusual week in Talk Radio because a lot of fill-in hosts, a lot of special programs, holidays, especially four-day holidays, have a way of shifting things around. But here's the best we can do in terms of giving you a snapshot of the most talked about topics. The stories of the week: National Football League action at number 10, actually a lot of that because of Thanksgiving. At number 9, Obama's cabinet changes. At number 8, Illinois licenses to illegals proposal. At number 7, San Francisco's nudity ban. At number 6, the Thanksgiving holiday itself. At number 5, Iran nuclear ambitions. At number 4, Israel-Hamas violence. At the number 3, Benghazi investigation. At number 2, the Patrol Squadwell scandal. At number 1, the fiscal cliff. We have among the people, at number 10, Rahm Emanuel, Hillary Clinton at 9. At number 8, Susan Rice. At number 7, Mahmoud Abbas. At number 6, Benjamin Netanyahu. At number 5, John Allen. Number 4 is a tie between Paula Broadwell and Jill Kelly. Number 3, David Petraeus. Number 2, John Boehner. And number 1, Barack Obama.
All right. So you just mentioned something that's pretty interesting. During weeks like this, the folks, the mainstay of talk radio, that is the normal hosts, with the exception of me, and I don't say this to be self-serving, I'm probably the only one who does a syndicated program on Monday through Friday and a weekend show as well. It doesn't really take a vacation, per se. The program is on live every day, and that includes holidays. So during Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, the program is here. But for the core of people who are normal, there are those who have their families, and then as seasoned talk hosts, there is people have regular gigs, regular jobs. There's time off. So we find ourselves listening to a lot of people that we don't necessarily know. And likewise, I know this is true for me doing the Good Day program on holidays. We find a lot of listeners that are not there normally because they're working or because the radio station may not even carry the program, but because their hosts are gone, they want a live show. So how much of a factor and how interesting is it to look around or listen around, more importantly, to hear who's not on the radio this week and who's on in the place of those who are not on the radio this week?
Very interesting. And, well, first of all, variety is always interesting. Substitutions are fabulous because sometimes you discover something that might even be better than what you're used to. Just as in sports, when someone gets injured, somebody else rises to the occasion. And let's face it, because of the economics that, the economic challenges that radio is going through right now, there are a lot of really, really talented people that are out of work who are sort of on the bench at a lot of stations to fill in. And you might be hearing somebody who, is not just some amateur, but somebody who's extremely qualified and just doesn't, you know, there's musical chairs going on. There's just not enough jobs to go around. It brings a little bit of a different perspective because so much of what we listen to on talk radio is what they call in the business talent-driven. You know, it's not the same song being played by a different disc jockey. It's a whole different song. And I think that it's a very healthy thing that they shuffle the deck a little bit during holidays.
Well, we have a lot of discussion when we get together for our various conventions, the meet and greets, about the future of conversation spoken word format, the young people, the farm team, if you will, doesn't seem to exist. Most of these people that are around this week, let's say, subbing, are people who are veterans, veterans of the conversation world, who may or may not have a job anymore because of the realities of our business. But are there any young people of note that are coming along that you want to mention that are not necessarily as well groomed, but may have something interesting to say? They just need a practice.
Well, I'm not going to mention any individual names because once I do, then I've left others out.
And, yeah, right. I understand.
I'm the publisher of a trade magazine. You know, I'll be quoted over in the advertisement. But right. The fact is that there are young people coming up. I would say that young people in the talk business are usually in their 30s, as opposed to young people who are deep bays, right, who can be as young as in their early 20s. But there's a point to this that has to be addressed, and that is, in news talk radio, which is the dominant form of talk radio today, aside from sports talk, which is the second most popular form, if you're too young, if you're in your 20s, and you're on every day, 3 hours a day, talking about the economy, talking about foreign affairs, talking about sociology, talking about so many of the things that are discussed, you're exposed very quickly if you don't have a tremendous amount of life experience. What I'm trying to say is, and I don't mean this to be ageist, I'd love to see young people coming up in this business, but just like you don't necessarily want somebody in their 20s to be the president of the United States. I mean, you've got to be 35 years old. You don't want to hear somebody telling you how to run the country and how the world should operate day after day after day who hasn't been through the process of being in business, having a job for years, raising a family, owning a home, paying taxes, dealing with the experience of having been through four or five or six presidential administrations and knowing what works, what doesn't work, what promises are full of hot air and which ones aren't. This takes time. So I sometimes get a little bit irked when I hear people say, oh, we need more young people in talk radio. Well, we do, you know, for hot talk, for the kind of stuff Howard Stern did. Maybe if we had technological shows, more of them, because young people are so much more adept at understanding the digital world than older folks. Music, conversation, entertainment, gossip, young people work well in that. But when it comes to the heart and soul of news talk radio, I want to hear somebody who's got a little experience under their belts. What do you think?
Well, I agree. They don't have much to say oftentimes. They don't have much life experience because this is a stories-based conversational medium, and if you have no stories to tell, then there's not much reason for anybody to listen. Anybody can rip stuff out of a newspaper or go to the websites of some of the news services and say, well, according to the AP today, it's 35 degrees in Alaska. Is global warming taking over up here? What do you think? Call us now.
Yeah. For this day in history, today is the birthday of that you name, you know, 10 celebrities. Which, of course, all comes from the same Associated Press every morning, this day in history, and birthdays on the stage.
There's no interest. If you haven't led or aren't leading an interesting life, chances are you will not be good at this, because this requires people to have interesting stories about their whatever their experiences are, or be able to relate and communicate stories from others, and that's not an easy job. Neil Bortz is one of the best guys. It's too bad he's retiring, because I think he's one of the best and most interesting storytellers. He does have a sort of a political slant to him, but not really. It's a story. It's story time. It's stories and stories and more stories, and that's what keeps people listening. And when you do a commercial, it needs to be a good story. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We stick with our review of the chart stories for this week, November 19th to 23rd. That's what we're featuring here on the Countdown.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature birth. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs. These programs, such as Centering Pregnancy, help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to qlskipayear.com to enter. That's qlskipayear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at qlskipayear.com. Mortgage.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye. Farewell. See you later. Adios. Au revoir. Hasta mañana. Toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit qlskipayear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it.
You'll go.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Michael Harrison from Talkers.com. You can check it every day to follow the stories about the talent, about the subject matter, about what's going on in the business. It's fascinating stuff. One of the things that you write about this week at Talkers.com is the anniversary of that marijuana radio show. Now, who among us thought that when this thing went on the air 5 years ago, it would be on more than 5 minutes?
You know, it's kind of a quirky station out in California. It's, yep. it's in a suburb of L.A.
Of course it's California. It has to be in California.
And, but you know, the medical marijuana issue is the beginning of the bigger issue of the legalization of marijuana. I mean, maybe I'm being presumptuous in saying that, but...
No, I don't think so.
And this is a step toward marijuana being legalized, similarly to tobacco and alcohol.
Well, we have the cigar show. We have the wine shows. So
correct.
Why not? This is, again, back to, for those of you who don't know it, there are a lot of these specialty shows that find an audience because they're interested in this. A lot of people smoke marijuana. So, and this thing has come of age. The guy stuck with it, and so now it makes sense.
Yes, so it's not so wacky a thing. The marijuana initiative was on the ballot in many, many, many states, and it passed, as far as I know, in not all of them. So there is a political movement afoot that has been going on for years and years and years, and it's starting to see the light of day,
yeah.
And that is the movement toward legalizing marijuana. It's not a joke. It's not hippy-dippy. It's not wackos. It's a political movement. And, again, it's not unusual that it started with a spark, no pun intended, at a small talk station in California.
Yeah.
But there's nothing about it that I would say at this point is, ha-ha, look at that, a bunch of wackos. They have a dope show. It's not. It's a serious show for serious people. People would be amazed at how many legitimate citizens smoke marijuana illegally in this country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is amazing that we've come around. We have very conservative politicians and many conservative radio programs supporting them, but many of the same people voted for all of this stuff, assisted suicide, marijuana legalization, that sort of thing. So it's pretty interesting to see how the population is divided on some of these issues. And that's why it makes for just great fodder conversationally on many of your favorite news talk radio stations, which is what we are all about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, publisher and editor at Talkers.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now, as we refer to some of the big stories, the topics of the week, the legal ramifications from our legal advisor, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is an attorney at law. He has the website scamaside.com, has written a book here recently about some of the royal scams that you have to look out for. This time of year, Christmas, the holidays, there are all kinds of things. People are playing you, in a sense. I mean, it doesn't make any difference whether it's a storm, I guess, the normal aging process, and now the Christmas and holiday season where people have bigger hearts and are more susceptible. Are they more likely to have the vulnerability that we talk about from time to time here, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the scammers and the identity thieves take advantage of whatever is in the news. So like you mentioned, you know, when Hurricane Sandy was there, they took advantage of that. It's the holiday season and all kinds of shopping scams. But particularly, like you said, there are charitable scams because there are people that want to give at this time of year. And so the scammers are out there to get their money.
I was looking at a lottery scam. There was a radio report, one of the radio programs I listened to, a lady called up who was a victim of a lottery scam. And I think what it was, if I remember hearing it correctly, some of the lottery tickets are fraudulent. It's kind of like buying a ticket for a concert and it's not really a real ticket. Does that happen much?
Yeah, what happens is somebody will approach you and they'll say, look, I won the lottery. Here's my ticket. You can, you know, even check these,
numbers.
These numbers online, but I can't claim it because I'm an illegal alien. And so I will sell this to you at a greatly discounted rate. And people fall for it. They buy it and they're in trouble. You don't buy lottery tickets from people who are not the lottery.
For people who are not. I'm sorry, I don't want to win this $2 million. Here it is. It's
right.
Just for you. Give me $20 and it's yours.
Exactly.
All right. All right, let's get to the charts for the week of November 19th to the 23rd. The stories that have legal ramifications. Number 7 this week, the San Francisco nudity ban. Now, if there's anything worse than imagining some old guy getting onto a bus naked, I can't imagine what it might be. But the legal ramifications of this, the folks in San Francisco have long had a tradition of people in a special part of town, kind of wandering around and holding up protest signs, and they're all naked. And it's gotten more and more prevalent, so the city said, we've got to crack down, if you'll pardon the pun.
Yeah, I don't know about that part.
Does this hold up in court? The city says, you're not going to be able to do this anymore, and the nudists say, we're taking you to court, pal.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see how they arrive in court. You're right. You know, public nudism isn't necessarily what we may fantasize about. I went to Orient Beach on St. Martin, and I immediately ran away. It was, no, put some clothes on that person.
Right.
But it has been indicated in some places that where you can have nude beaches, for instance, and these are specific areas away from the public. But the fact that they're public areas, and again, no puns intended, dropping a letter or two, is something where the government is going to definitely win out on this. You know, our personal liberties at this point have not extended that far.
They haven't. So what happens, I mean, it's more in San Francisco. I don't remember actually ever seeing anybody in the nude publicly in America. I've seen it elsewhere, but not in our country. So this is something that we're prudish by nature, it would it would seem. And we're also prudish by law.
And in many places, it is, like you say, it isn't necessarily by law, because some of the strongest laws are the ones that just aren't written. And the fact that they are debating this as an ordinance in San Francisco is a good indication that there are enough people who think this is something that is acceptable in society. And I'm not making a judgment one way or another, but what I am saying is that these rules under present law will hold up. And it's interesting that you point out other parts of the world where they're much more comfortable with nudity. It would be like, you know, what's the issue, and are people really going to be, you know, walking around town nude? Probably not. But you know, on beaches and whatever, and places where it does seem to make sense, it'll still occur elsewhere.
All right. The state of Illinois, according to one of the stories this week at talkers.com, has proposed to give licenses to illegals. How could this be legal?
You know, I still can't understand it. You know, and I can understand some of the issues regarding immigration. It's not quite as black and white as you might think. And kids that are born here of illegals, and you know, the morass as far as, you know, what we do with this. But the bottom line is, the lawyer in me says, you're breaking the law, and then you ask for a driver's license, which is a privilege, but it's also an indication of registering with the state that you've broken the law. I don't understand it. I just think it shows both inconsistency and hypocrisy within the system. You know, have a system or don't have a system. You know, if the law is there, how can that be? I truly am boggled by it.
Yeah. All right. We have about 30 seconds for the labor problems that some of the big box stores are having. They don't have unions. Walmart seems to be the number one there. Can you force people to work on holidays?
You know, as long as there is no union protection, it's up to the individual state as far as whether they will have what we call in Massachusetts blue laws to protect them. So without the union, they don't have individual protection, and it totally is up to state law.
Check out stevelaw.net and scamicide.com. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, legal authority here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen.
Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, we feature a conversation between host Bob Rivers and Paula Broadwell. This conversation took place before all the hoopla began, but gives you a pretty good insight into what she was thinking, at least I think it does, about General Petraeus.
Few have seen the war in Afghanistan from the vantage point that Paula Broadwell has. For much of 2010 and 2011, she was embedded with a man at the very top, in charge of running the war, General David Petraeus. The book that resulted from her time spent with Petraeus on the battlefield as well as on Capitol Hill and in the White House is entitled All In, The Education of General David Petraeus. Paula Broadwell, welcome to Seattle and the Bob Rivers Show. How are you?
Thanks for having me here. I'm great.
It is my pleasure. I did see you on Jon Stewart.
Well, we can't do a push-up contest on the air.
No, that's okay.
Wouldn't have the same effect.
My first thought, by the way, even long before that, was like, she could kick the out of me. Okay, why would General Petraeus let a reporter really be embedded and really tell his story? But you're not a reporter so much as you are a fellow West Point grad, and you're a comrade in a sense.
I think that was a big part of the reason we had such rapport. I had gone to West Point. We shared this love of running and fitness, and I had spent the 2 years prior to his trip to Afghanistan following him and working with him on my dissertation. So my dissertation was a case study in how an individual in the military, a maverick, can galvanize institutional change, and I had been working with him and his family and research.
How he can lead, basically.
How he can lead change, exactly. Lead. Yeah. And really, the book is more than just a biography of Petraeus. It's a portrait of strategic leadership for anyone who wants to take their organization to the next level.
That's me.
All right. Well, have you read it?
Yeah. Not yet. No, I'm not going to lie to you. You'll beat the crap out of me.
Well, this is your book, dude. This is your book.
All right. So, and I love this kind of stuff, and I can see that in you. Now, you also, if I got the sense of this right, but you didn't come out and say it, but you tricked him because it was, I'm here to do the dissertation, and it's like, okay, we'll do a dissertation is like a speech, right?
A dissertation is a 400-page theoretically oriented, pedantic sort of product.
It's like a speech.
It's like, yeah. And then at one point you went, I might make a book. And
he said he didn't get that email.
Yeah.
Truly, I showed up in Afghanistan. I told him I'm turning this dissertation into a book. He'd been very supportive, but he works with a lot of young students and older students, graduate students, and so forth. So he didn't quite realize, partly because he's running a war, that I was pretty serious about turning it into a book. But when I got to Afghanistan and I sent him an email from the border of Pakistan, which showed my strange sense of adventure, I sent him a note and said, I'm having a great time. We just got shot at. This is awesome. And I say that from a point of view of I'm really experiencing more, like the troopers, and now I can write about it in a way that's more credible and compelling and so forth. And he said to his staff, I think we need to take her seriously. She's sharing hardship and risk with our troopers, and so that took me to a new level.
We'll get to being shot at in a second, but first, when you, if you had, you know, if he had pictured the book in all its glory on the New York Times bestseller list, do you think you would have got as much access, or do you think that it would have been exactly the same?
Well, I think he's surprised to see it hit the
book. Okay, good.
And,
that's great.
And part of it's, you know, the subject. He's an American hero, and he appeals to the left and the right. Yeah. But the other part of it, I think, is that an insider wrote it, and so I have this unique perspective, and he's happy as a semi-mentor of mine to, you know, he's excited that I've...
You guys are clearly come off as partners. Now, here, there's a bunch of things I'm curious about him. One is I'm always fascinated by guys who serve our country through various administrations. In other words, you get the sense that although politics is always a wah, wah, wah on the cable TV, that that there's a continuity, and that if Obama recognizes his leadership as Bush did, that to me that says credibility. He's a real leader, and he has the best interests of the country. So
I would agree.
That's my first softball question.
What was the question, though? No.
There was no question. Such a softball, you could answer any way you want.
Yeah. Well, he's a very values-oriented leader. But listen, at the end of the day, Bob, he is a war fighter. And both presidents recognize that. Bush asked him to turn the tide of the war. He did. President Obama asked him to turn the tide of Afghanistan, and he did help to set the conditions there so that we could begin to transition to Afghan lead. And he proved himself, and now he's, you know, very close to President Obama. Their relationship has come full bore.
It has come full bore. Initially, was Obama like, well, I don't know if I want to change horses because that would mess with the leadership, and then he came around. I think, yeah. Now, you went to Afghanistan. What did you think going in that turned out not to be what you expected?
I thought it would be more difficult to travel there as a woman, and I'd been to war zones before in uniform, but traveling independently as a journalist in civilian clothes in a you know, a hostile environment, I thought it would be more difficult. But I found Afghans very receptive. They wanted to tell their story. I found my brothers and sisters in arms receptive. I was back with my tribe, if you will, and they wanted to tell their story too. So I was surprised that it was so easy, and both the Afghans and the U.S. military facilitated the travel.
In the time you spent with General Petraeus, both in Afghanistan and in the States, how many times did he tell you, you know, look over and say, okay, I think you need to leave the room now? If he's in a high-level talker in Afghanistan, maybe it's leave the tent. But did he tell you to get lost sometimes?
Well, at the beginning, I wasn't invited into the room, so he didn't have to tell me to get lost. But as we approached the final 6 months of his tour there, I gained more and more rapport, and I proved myself trustworthy, I think. And he wanted his story to be told. I mean, frankly, he's a senior leader. He's a bit of a legend. He wanted to preserve his legacy. So here's somebody that's trustworthy. Now, I had to sign non-disclosure agreements. I was briefed by his staff frequently about what I could and couldn't say. But I wasn't there as a loyal, you know, sycophant or anything. There I was there as an objective journalist, and they had to kind of make sure I knew what the boundaries.
It's a little off topic, but it's a topic that's getting played a lot, especially in election year. But as a female officer, how do you feel about women in combat? Can women do anything a man can do out there on the battlefield?
No doubt about it.
I'm not doubting her one bit. Yeah.
Well, I'm really glad you asked that question. I just wrote an op-ed on the topic, and we recently DOD updated the ground combat exclusion policy, which is a 1994 policy preventing women from serving in front lines in units lower than a brigade level. Now they've opened up 14,000 new positions for women to serve in the front lines, but not serving in infantry or direct combat. But in reality, in counterinsurgency, women are on the front lines. They're taking as much risk and hardship as many of the men in many cases. One example are these cultural support teams. Women that are attached to special operations forces who are going in and doing night raids. So these women are being inserted via helicopter, or maybe they're hiking in 10 kilometers with a heavy rucksack, and they're on the objective. They may not be assaulting the objective. They are there to cordon women and children, but they also are trained in tactical exploitation and self-defense, because we want them to be successful and to be able to take care of themselves. So I do personally feel that if a woman can meet the same standard as a man, she should be allowed to serve in,
right,
in any combat.
It shouldn't be like easy, like it shouldn't be like golf where there's women's exercises,
right,
at West Point and then there's men's exercises.
Ladies shoot from the ladies' tees.
Right.
20 yards closer.
Closer.
Right.
Let's do that push-up
contest. Hold on. What you're saying is there's a lot of men who shouldn't be in combat.
Yeah. Right.
Back to General Petraeus. I get the feeling that you can shoot General Petraeus in the morning and he'll be running 10 miles by the afternoon. He's been shot.
He has been shot. He was shot in the chest when he was a battalion commander, and he was evacuated. He's a tough guy. The bullet went through his lung, and he was bleeding to death internally. But he was operated on by Bill Frist, who later became Senator Bill Frist. And a couple days later, he wanted to leave the hospital room. He was insistent on getting back, and he's got this will to win, and he's just, you know, sheer determination to get back in the fight. And he pulls his IVs out of his arms. He gets down and does push-ups to show that he's fine.
That's great.
And they let him go, and he tries to go running a few days later, and it breaks the stitches and staples inside his lung pop, and he gets an infection in his lung. But he's just determined, and that's exemplary of his attitude to life. You're not going to hold me back. It doesn't matter if it's a bullet wound. He had cancer, prostate cancer. I ran with him when he had cancer. We ran 6 minute miles.
Well, you ran with him. Actually, he was trying to slow your book down by tiring you out, right?
Right.
Did you did a lot of interviews with him, and were they 6 minute miles? Seriously?
We could run 6 minute miles. Generally, when we'd run an interview, and I would bring a recorder, we would run at like a 7:30 pace. But the first time I ran with him, which I write about in the preface of the book, I thought I would test him. So I had graduated first in my class physically at West Point and was on the cross country.
So you thought, I'm younger, I'm fitter.
I'll put him in his place.
And you go out, and what happened?
Well, and he thought, I'm stronger, I'm older. I'm
General Petraeus.
Oh, my gosh.
You're both sprinting for a mile.
You can shoot me first, and I'll still beat you.
We started at the Pentagon, and we had a pretty decent pace. We were talking and running, and he starts to pick up the pace, and this is a signature move. He does this with a lot of his mentees, and basically it's a passage of, that anyone who wants to be his aide has to sort of be able to run and keep up with him. But after about 3 or 4 miles, we get down to the Washington Monument, and I notice he is picking up the pace, and my thoughts had been, keep him talking so he can slow down and I can keep up. At some point, I turned off the recorder, and we just ran, I think it was the last 2.5 miles, about a 6 minute mile pace.
Wow.
I won.
Paula Broadwell, author of All In, the Education of General David Petraeus. She's going to arm wrestle Jody.
We're
right
not
now.
Doing that. You guys are ridiculous.
Before in a time.
You arm wrestled Luciana because you knew you could win. Are you not doing it because you don't want a video of you losing?
I arm wrestled Luciana because I had like 6 cocktails also.
Well, you can make that happen.
I bet you could do it.
I'm not going to disrespect our guests in this manner.
Okay, yes.
Let me say, before you, 20% of all the proceeds from the sale of your book, All In, go to Help the Wounded Warriors Foundation, which to me is near and dear to my heart cause, and very happy you're doing that.
Paula Broadwell, thank you for your service, and thank you for giving us a glimpse into something that we might not otherwise ever see.
Thanks for having
with
me.
With your book. All right.
Fidelity Investments is taking connectivity to the financial markets to the next level with their next generation of mobile apps for iPhone and Android smartphones. Richard Blunk, Executive Vice President, Digital Distribution at Fidelity.
The demand for sophisticated mobile solutions is increasing, and Fidelity is answering that challenge with their next generation mobile apps that give investors real-time analysis, research, and trading tools in the palm of their hand.
For more information, go to fidelity.com/iPhone and fidelity.com/Android. Systems availability and response times may be subject to mobile phone network and market conditions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s, cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue...
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
This holiday, Toys for Tots celebrates 65 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one U.S. Marine delivered 5,000 toys. Today, they provide toys and books to over 7 million children in over 700 communities nationwide. With 16 million children living in poverty, millions of families will struggle to make ends meet this holiday. Fortunately, they can turn to Toys for Tots for help. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
The need has never been greater for Americans to support Toys for Tots. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Toys can be donated at all Toys R Us or Babies R Us stores through December 2nd. Monetary donations are accepted now through December 24th and online at toysrus.com/toysfortots.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
One of the most talked about News Talk personalities this year has been Governor Chris Christie. He certainly has been a lightning rod for conversation on a lot of stations. And one of the things is the play around the storm. Here he is from the most recent episode of SNL having some fun on the television program with Seth Meyers.
It's been 3 weeks since Hurricane Sandy hit, and while the danger is past, the cleanup is just beginning. Here now to comment, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Thank you for coming, Governor.
Oh, thanks for having me, Seth.
So, tell us, how is cleanup going?
Well, so far so good, Seth, but this isn't a job that's going to be done in a couple of days. Fortunately, New Jerseyans are known for their patience.
They are?
Yes, they are.
Oh.
How many times do I have to say it to you?
You only said it once.
Once should be enough. Get the wax out of your ears.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. Just do it.
All right. I feel like we're getting off on the wrong foot.
Not at all, Seth. I mean, trust me. This is a totally normal foot for me to get off on with people. I mean, I was worried I was going to come out here and get angry with you, but this is nice.
Well, good. I also think this is nice.
Oh, my God. What is this, the first date?
All right. I'm sorry. Look, is there any people in New Jersey?
Oh, well, sure. If I could, Seth, I'd like to thank some people. I'd like to thank the Red Cross and first responders. I'd also like to give a special thanks to my lovely wife, Mary Pat Christie, who's here tonight, who put up with a husband who has smelled like a wet fleece for the past 3 weeks.
I'm wearing that fleece a lot.
Oh, yeah. It's basically fused to my skin at this point.
But I have seen you wearing suits.
Oh, yeah, but I wear them over the fleece. I'm going to die in this fleece. But that's okay. It's a good fleece.
It is a good fleece.
Stop saying things I've already said.
All right, okay.
I'd also like to not thank the following. I do not thank any of the stupid mayors who ignored my evacuation orders. You're idiots. And when you ignore me, it makes you look like a real Seth Meyers.
Oh, come on.
I'm talking here.
All right.
I also do not want to thank the reporters that put themselves in danger, you know, by walking into the middle of the hurricane with their cameras. We don't need you to tell us there's a hurricane. We have windows. And finally, I do not want to thank the people who are getting in screaming matches at gas stations over the long lines. And look, I get it. Screaming at people at gas stations is a New Jersey tradition. But you don't do it during a crisis. There'll be plenty of time for yelling when this is all over.
Well, thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me, Seth. If I may conclude perhaps with a line from a famous New Jersey poet. Everything dies, baby. That's a fact. But everything that dies one day comes back. Put your makeup on. fix your hair up pretty. And meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
I don't know if I'd call him a poet.
You're right. He's more of a saint.
You're right. Governor Chris Christie, everyone. Here we go. Good night.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com, and like us on Facebook.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Michael Levine is here from LCO Online, Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles. He also is responsible for the Levine Breaking News, also known as LBN Alert, which you can sign up for at lbnalert.com. What a great website. This has every available story from pretty much every angle. It's very cleverly done, and you can check that out every day if you sign up for it, lbnealert.com. So as we are in Thanksgiving weekend, I guess we're thankful that there are so many silly people around that we can have conversation about some of the things going on. For example, the San Francisco nudity band, What would happen if you were the PR person for the nudist community in San Francisco, Michael?
Boy, I tell you, you give me some tough assignments, don't you?
it's good speculation sometimes.
You don't give me easy work. You give me tough assignments. Anyway, listen, San Francisco, which is a delightful city I enjoy visiting immensely, is one that has an international reputation for being, let's just say, alternative in thought. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not surprised that this story has hit the newspaper. It's actually become quite prevalent for nudists to test the law in San Francisco, and there's been numerous nude sightings. But if I were representing the nudist colony in San Francisco, I think I would know when to hold them and know when to fold them. It's the time to fold them.
Yeah. I always I say, imagine being on a bus with some guy who's naked. It just doesn't. All right, so let's talk about how you'd handle the PR problem that Kevin Clash has. Kevin is the Elmo puppeteer. He's resigned from his job because a second person accused him of being forward. Here's a guy who nobody really knew even existed, making a good living as the puppeteer for Elmo, Sesame Street character. So what does a guy like that do to save himself if he can?
Well, I think he had to extricate himself. You can't begin the effort of redemption, public relations redemption, until you extricate yourself from the problem. problem. And, you know, the old, what's the old story? When you're in a hole, stop digging. When you have a second person like this, and this controversy has been brewing now for a couple weeks, I think he had no alternative but to extricate himself from this and then attempt to defend himself. The first person, of course, that made the charge recanted the charge after getting a payment. You know, I'm concerned that so many people in the public eye are routinely victims of some pseudo version of extortion. It's become so common. I don't know any celebrity, not one famous prominent person or one wealthy person who hasn't experienced some version of a pseudo extortion. It's become a way for people in America who don't have money to try and get some of it. And they don't even have to be, it doesn't even have to be truthful or honest. All it has to be is a charge that becomes difficult or embarrassing for somebody to defend, and therefore they will then want to settle. And so I think he had no choice.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about the labor problems and the bad PR that the big box stores are getting,
right,
especially Walmart, that is forcing its people to work at 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving night. There are protests. Tens of thousands of people, yep, are signing on. They don't want to work. Does Walmart care? Should they care?
Well, what I find interesting about this story, I mean, of course they should care. Walmart is a major, the major American corporation, and they should care about public opinion greatly, of course. But the question is whether the controversy is fair or not. Anyone in your audience who's ever worked in retail knows the rules when you go in. And the rules of retail are you have to work certain days that are certain holidays. That's just the way retail is. So this idea that I don't want to work or I can't or shouldn't or something seems a little inappropriate to the concept of retail work. This is just how retail is. And so, of course, Walmart should be concerned. But I think that also the people in this economy have to understand that the brutality of surviving today in this unimproved economy over the last 4 years, this economy that we were told was going to get better, that has not a little bit. It is brutal for business owners to survive.
Yep. All right. There's certainly some food for thought from a man who knows his way around helping people get the message out. It's Michael Levine, who's the publisher of the LBN eLert. Check that out online. And the LCO Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.